Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. For many people, it was a hard summer in the Dayton area. There was a KKK rally. There were 15 tornadoes on the evening of Memorial Day. A shooter killed 9 people in the Oregon District. 6-year-old cousins were killed in front of the Dayton Library. 2 unarmed young men were shot in a garage. And I'm sure there were many more tragedies that did not make the front pages. And this has left the city of Dayton and people in our area churches reeling from the shock. They've been struggling to repair all kinds of damage, working to reopen schools that were shuttered, and experiencing survivors' guilt. Some people have been wondering, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. In addition, many churches like this one are wondering about the future. It hurts deeply when old friends move away, when a spouse or a parent nears the end of life, or when we have attended too many funerals. Congregations find themselves in mourning for the passing of a way of life, and they say, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and yet we are not saved. We are mourning and weeping, and we have not found the balm in Gilead. Where is God in our time of need? Jeremiah wonders the same thing. He is a deeply emotional prophet. Sometimes he is called the weeping prophet. And this is a deeply emotional book of the Bible. And sometimes emotions can be uncomfortable. We don't like to experience grief or sorrow. We don't want to see other people going through them. They make us uncomfortable. We prefer all too often to be stoic or matter of fact. We may recognize that bad things are part of life, but we want to move on from them fast. And we may even think that this is what God wants from us. Not to acknowledge our pain, but to put on a cheerful face, to act as if nothing is wrong. And perhaps there are times for stoicism, for acting differently from the emotions we have inside, but not all the time. There are also times for lament. Times when we lift up to God just how bad things are for us, for our world. There are families that have lost their homes. We have severe pain that is undiagnosed. There are natural disasters that seem worse than they ever were. All these are things that might require our lamentation, that require us to lift them up to God. We need to share our pain and our trouble with God. If all we bring to God is our praise and our thanksgiving, our requests and our intercessions, important as they are, but if we never bring our cries of anguish, we are keeping God out of the deepest part of our hearts. Jeremiah knew this, and he let it all hang out before God. His own pain, and his pain for his people. It was a terrible time for the people of Jerusalem. The Babylonian Empire had defeated them, and over time, their leaders would be taken into exile in Babylon. The city would crumble into ruin around those who were left, and people would literally starve in the streets. Jeremiah cries out, "Oh, that I might weep day and night for the slain of my poor people." Jeremiah is lamenting to God because, in a way, that's all that he can do. Tell God how bad things are. He can't see into a future. He doesn't know when things will get better. All he can do is to lament. And where is God in Jeremiah's time of need? Jeremiah is a prophet of the Lord, and his words are God's words. And through Jeremiah, God speaks words of judgment, not because God wants to judge, but because the people have gone astray. That is why they are in this situation, according to God. They have worshiped what is not God. They do not treat one another justly. They do not repent and turn back to God. And therefore, Jeremiah must prophesy to them that they are lost, that their city will be destroyed. Jeremiah loves his people, and he resists the harshness of what he has to say. And so we hear him mourning, "For the hurt of my poor people, I am hurt. I mourn, and dismay has taken hold of me. Oh, that my eyes were a fountain of tears, so that I might weep day and night for the slain of my poor people." And the anguish of the prophet, it's not just his anguish, it is also the anguish of the Lord. There is an overlap between the two of them. I think we are actually hearing God speaking through the prophet here. And God is expressing frustration and despair at the continued disobedience of the people. God is yearning for their repentance, for their return, their confession of sin. And God is willing to avert punishment and judgment. And so Jeremiah himself ultimately finds hope in God's history of mercy, because mercy by far overshadows judgment in God's history. And Jeremiah says, "This I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning." We learn through the anguish of this passage that God is vulnerable. And this is consistent with everything we know about God from all throughout the Bible, both Old and New Testaments. And in Jesus on the cross, we see God's vulnerability. In the vulnerability of the Son willing to die, in the vulnerability of the Father watching his Son die. And this shocking idea of God's vulnerability, a stumbling block to Jews and a scandal to Greeks and to us, because we want a strong, omnipotent God. We want to be strong ourselves. And yet, God's vulnerability invites us to be vulnerable too, to share our laments. If Jeremiah were preaching today, what might he be weeping over? What is God mourning over in our world today? Where will God's vulnerability reveal itself next? Does God go to school with vulnerable kids, weeping over the limited possibilities that many of them face? Does God wait with the people of the Bahamas, people who have endured the power of hurricanes in all places, mourning with them as their world has been devastated? Does God watch with the parents of soldiers, agonizing over each wound or each loss of life? Is God's heart breaking as we lose loved ones, as we face ill health, as we struggle with loneliness? We may not know how to fix the problems we face, but Jeremiah shows us that God's heart is vulnerable and that God is always weeping over God's poor people. God wept in Judah, and at that time, as the destruction of Jerusalem drew near, God weeps in Ohio in our time. God hurts over people in all corners of our nation, and God mourns in dismay over our whole earth. God's heart is vulnerable for all of us. And God's vulnerability is part of God's mercy and grace, because God is always ready to forgive, always ready to risk that vulnerability of hearing lamentations and extending grace, inviting us into hope. Now, hope is not a guaranteed path into a future without any kind of problems. Hope is not the perception of light at the end of the tunnel. Hope is not a promise that the summer is over and that the rest of the year will be without any kind of trouble. Instead, hope is the memory of what God has done. It is the decision to trust in God regardless of what the present is like and to return God's steadfast love with our own. And if you do not have hope, if you cannot find hope right now, simply lament. And like Jeremiah, may your mourning lead you to call God's word to mind and to have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. And you might even sing it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.